there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are celebrating Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys. We're in Marathon, Florida today. Bill, the producer, with me. How are you, buddy?
I am feeling like Christmas. It feels just like Christmas every place I've ever been when it's been 81 degrees at 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, where you have pinned on that mistletoe, totally inappropriate.
I think anywhere else
except here. Yes, of course. but we also have Jimmy the Bubble Boys here. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. The weather is fantastic.
It is. You know, if you've never had Christmas in the Keys, celebrated Christmas in the Keys, you have not lived, because it is truly a special time of year anywhere you're on the planet, obviously. But when you come down to the Keys and celebrate Christmas in the Keys, this is a cool atmosphere any time of the year down here in the Keys. But when you come during Christmas, they got lights all over the place. They got everybody's in a festive atmosphere, even more than usual. And it's just a fun time. One of my favorite times of the year to come to Florida Keys. And, of course, the weather is perfect. I mean, you see the weather channel, you see all the news and all these big winter storms. You come down here to Florida Keys, everyone's wearing shorts and T-shirts. This is the way Christmas really was meant to be, I believe.
I saw all the pictures that Eric had posted at the Facebook page for Dockside Tropical Cafe. And in all the pictures, everybody's wearing short sleeves and shorts. And I thought, clearly these pictures were taken in the afternoon. It must get cool and breezy at night. That is not true. It is dipped down to 79 degrees once the sun has gone down.
It's a nice, comfortable, perfect temperature, and not a better place on the planet right now as far as I'm concerned. Who needs snow? We got sand, sun, and suds. There's a few of those here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe, which is where we're broadcasting from today, by the way.
We also have Mary, the manager at the Sombrero
Resort and Marina.
Resort and Marina. I knew that there was more of that.
Yeah, well, let's talk to her.
But she's busy.
Yes, Mary, how are you?
I am doing marvelous today, and I can't be happier that Eric is right next to us and able to offer such great food and such a terrific bar.
Yeah, it is. Well, Dockside Tropical Cafe is Eric's been, well, it's been his dream for some time now, and we've been talking it up here on Scuba Radio for some time, and it's nice to finally be down here as part of the grand opening. And the Sombrero Resort and Marina was nice enough to accommodate our Scuba Radio crew. We appreciate your help in that regard. There, Mary.
It's fine with us to come
on.
It's
a really
down.
Nice place you got over
it
there,
really
too.
Yes, it really is. It had nothing to do with the snow up there.
It had nothing to do with it. You know, that's just icing on the cake.
There we go.
I knew that was happening because I've been down here at this time of year before, know how great it is. But to come down and actually hang out at your resort right next to Eric's new bar, within stumbling distance, by the way, which is very convenient for our crew.
Yeah.
When we're doing like a Scuba Radio Christmas party, that's going to come in handy later on. You hear what I'm saying?
Exactly.
These
exactly.
Mermaids get a little heavy after a cocktail or two, and the fact that we can kind of roll them back to their room, that's
exactly.
going to be nice.
The nice thing about us is so often you come down to the Florida Keys and you find a hotel room. Well, we're condos, so we have a full one bedroom with a full kitchen, bath, and your living room and bedroom separate, so you can really entertain, you can have family, you can have privacy. It's just a marvelous deal.
It really is. And the rate was phenomenal. for this time of year, you can stay at the Suburb Resort and Marina and save some big bucks over some of the other places. Not to knock any of the other properties in the area, but I got to tell you, they got quite a value there at your resort. And it's Sombrero Marina.
Sombrero Resort and Marina. We have a full-service marina over there with slips. And this is Nikolai, who is my dock master right here. And in addition, we also have a great opportunity for people to exercise. We have a beautiful pool as well as tennis courts. And all they have to do is really go on www.sombreroresortandmarina.com. That's S-O-M-B-R-E-R-O. resortmarina.com, no dots or dashes,
right.
And find us on the website, or they can call easily 305-289-7662 and talk to one of our great front desk agents.
Yeah, you know, I really find it appropriate that you hired St. Nick to help manage your dock. It's such perfect timing for this
right
time of year, right?
It is. Yeah. And he's a marvelous, marvelous guy.
Well, Nick, I've been kind of naughty, but you'll cover for me, right?
I'll do my best, but I can't make any promises.
Yeah, well, you know what happens in the Keys shows up on Facebook or something, but you'll cover our tracks as much as you can, I guess.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, now, if you want to bring a boat down here or you want to come down here and do some diving, there's places right here in the marina, I guess you could do that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, just give me a call at 305-304-4924, and I can get you help hooked up.
Perfect. And it's Sombrero Resort
Marina.
Yeah, but the website is
SombreroResortMarina.com.
There you go. All right. Well, Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you
for accommodating. St. Nick, thank you. I'm throwing in the saint. I have a feeling he's in the Keys. The saint is kind of iffy. But, you know, for the holidays, it works, right, Mary?
Yes, indeed.
All right, cool.
Have a blessed holiday, and thank you so much for touching base with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. Go help yourself to Eric's free booze. And that's what it is. Yeah, Eric Stone is the man here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe. Quite an establishment you got here, Eric. I'm impressed, buddy.
Thank you very much, man. You know, we do actually have free liquor today. We have vodka is Pinnacle, and Pinnacle has come in, and Pinnacle is doing a tasting of some of their flavored vodkas, which I think right now they're doing whipped and pecan with little shot glasses. It's pretty cool.
Wait, okay, they got whipped vodka,
like, kind of like whipped cream, but it's a whipped cream flavored vodka, and then they have pecan flavored vodka. I just had some. It's amazing.
Really? All right, so that's one of your official booze providers here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe?
That's correct. That is actually our well vodka is Pinnacle.
Okay. All right. What do you think of that, Bill?
The fifth one was the best one.
Yes, I bet. It's whipped cream. So you basically take this vodka and you smear it all over your better half and you have a night to remember, something like that.
I don't remember that part.
That was shot number three. Yes. But Eric, I know this has been a dream of yours for some time, having your own place down in Marathon. Now, I don't know, are we considering this a dive bar in the best sense of the word or what?
Well, only a dive bar in the sense that some of the best diving in the world is right around the corner over here.
Yeah. I mean, really, it is a nice place. This is not a hole-in-the-wall establishment. You've really, I don't know how many beers you have on tap here. It looks pretty extensive from what I saw.
Yeah, we have 12 craft beers on tap. 12.
Nice.
And we rotate them a lot. We have craft beers, you know, like handmade beers and stuff. And we have, believe it or not, 43 beers in total, different kind of beers.
Sweet.
Yeah, how many dive bars do you know that have a house wine? I would say none.
Yeah, so, but it is a dive bar from the sense, like, you come down here and do some diving, and when the diving's done, you hang out at the Dockside Tropical Cafe, got a great place to share your fish tales with friends, right?
Exactly. We have a lot of scuba divers. There's just, you know, there's, like, so many dive shops just right around the corner, and I, you know, a lot of my crew are divers, and they work at some of the dive shops during the day, and they always, when they do their dive during the morning, they'll always come in for lunch and bring their whole crew with them, you know?
Yeah. I am curious about one of your specialty drinks, the Bombas Panty Peeler.
What is that?
It's a Bombas Panty Peeler.
Interesting. Well, so who's Bamba?
Well, Bamba, you know, owns the world-famous Bamba Shack in Tortola.
Oh, right.
And we have a real Bamba Punch as well. Bamba was very popular for his punch and his rum and his mushroom tea, you know.
Yeah.
And then he also had a panty peeler, and you buy that for yourself, obviously.
Okay, but I don't wear those.
Well, you can buy one.
Yeah.
Well, it is the Keys, so yeah. You just go with it, I guess, down here. Is that a deal there?
It's a real good, like a fruit flavored drink, but it has a lot of different rums in it.
Okay, all right, so it's kind of girly, but.
It tastes girly,
exactly.
But it's got a lot of rums in it. That means it ain't girly
in the
end.
The best of both worlds is what we're saying here, I guess. I don't know, whatever rum or drink you concoction you want, they have it available here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe. And, of course, the best part is the music is world class. I mean, Eric, this is your base of operations now. You don't have to travel around the world. I'm sure you'll still be doing some. But we'll get the lowdown on some of the live music and some of the other festivities they have coming up. Right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're celebrating Christmas in the Keys, and you're along for the sleigh ride, of course. So stay close. We got more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The Dive Pros at the DEMA Show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA Dive Show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion. Tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion. Look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion. On the web at lightandmotion.com.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
Merry Christmas to you. We are celebrating Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys at the Dockside Tropical Cafe in Marathon, Florida. Just having a ball. Bill, the producer, with me. And anytime when you have a festive occasion, you have to bring one of the main party people on the planet. And, of course, I'm talking about Mr. Walt DeMartini. Walt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you doing tonight from lovely Marathon Key?
Well, great, thanks to Captain Walt, because, you know, we were talking about the Sombrero Resort and Marina where we're staying at down in the Florida Keys, but on our way down from our home base of operations in Orlando, we stopped off at the new Gomez Hilton East and stayed there for an evening with Captain Walt. And I got to say, the upgrades are impressive, Walt.
A nefarious operation it is, and we can't let out too much information, otherwise we'd be swarmed with clientele.
Yes, exactly. It's a very exclusive place, the Gomez Hilton East. We're not allowed to give out the exact location other than it is east of the old Gomez Hilton West.
In fact, you are not anyone until you've been kicked out of the Gomez Hilton East.
Well, that's pretty much goes with the territory. When you're kicked out of the Gomez Hilton East, he doesn't do that until he has another place for you, which he did and had remodeled and quite accommodating. Captain Walt is the man. He is world renowned for his dive operation in South Florida, for hiring the most beautiful dive masters and dive guides. That to this day, even though it doesn't exist anymore, you retired from this business like, I don't know, 10 years ago. They still are talking about this guy, Captain Walt, who ran the Dry Martini dive boat in South Florida. Right, Walt?
Exactly. And, you know, Greg, now when you've been one of the chosen people to be on the Dry Martini too.
That's right. He has a new Dry Martini, but this is a go-fast boat, not necessarily designed for diving, but designed for pleasure boating, and actually we've done some lobstering off of it. But once again, it's an exclusive club that gets to go on this, and we're not allowed to give out that 800 number because, well, basically if we did, we have to kill you.
My understanding is that if you don't behave yourself on the Dry Martini 2, they let you take the seatbelt off, and then it can be a dive boat.
Nice. Hey, what's this girl passing around here? I think we should find out.
Well, these are shots. They're actually, Tiffany's got one. Tiffany probably knows what it is.
Mermaid Tiffany, what are they handing out over here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe? What do you think?
I believe they're blowjob shots.
Excuse me?
No, actually, it's pecan pie shots.
It's pecan pie?
Yeah.
Really? So it's a Christmas kind of vibe they got going on here. And peppermint bark?
Yeah, try it.
Well, let's find out what. Hi, what's your name? What's your
name?
Melissa.
Melissa, welcome to Scuba Radio. What do you got there? What are you doing?
We're doing a Pinnacle promotion today. We got a pecan pie drink and a peppermint bark drink. We're running $5 martini specials. $5 gets you a martini and a t-shirt. Come on down.
Awesome. Well, there you go. See, the Pinnacle, one of the official vodka providers here for the Dockside Tropical Cafe, Eric's new establishment down here in Marathon. And obviously, our crew is starting to take advantage of some of the special events that they have going on here, the libations that they're allowing people to sample as part of the grand opening celebration here of this new fine establishment here in Marathon, Florida.
I think there's a chance the Pinnacle girl had drinking one of those Bombas panty peelers.
You think that's what it was?
It's possible.
Didn't see any?
I didn't see any.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she was wearing something skimpy. But you're not complaining, are you, Walt?
No, she had no dandruff on the tops of her shoes.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means, and I'm guessing I don't want to know. But, yeah, you know, it's obviously a good time. We got the full Scuba Radio crew here. The Scuba Cowboy is here, as well as Mermaid Tiffany, all the way from Colorado, flew in for just our Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys. First time in the Keys, right, Tiff?
Correct.
And what so far your impressions are?
Not bad. Good.
Not bad. You like the weather over Denver?
Yeah, but it's like below zero in Colorado.
Right. So you do like the weather better.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So this is much better mermaiding weather, I guess, for you, right?
Yeah, otherwise I would turn literally into a giant ice cube.
Yeah, but the weather's perfect. Tonight here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe, you may sport one of the mermaid's tails and do that and help Santa out, spread some Christmas cheer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Sure.
No? I heard that the only complaint Tiffany had was the lack of donuts.
Yes.
Yeah, what is the deal in your donut thing? She's like, I'm going to get donuts, Greg. I'm like, what?
I haven't had a donut in like 10 years, and someone said donut, and I was very excited. Yeah.
Wait, you wanted like a? We just had an offer of a pecan pie flavored shot. You want a donut flavored shot?
No, I want an actual donut, like with cream on the inside. You bite it, it squirts everywhere. Yeah, that's what I want.
Don't even go there.
Yeah, Bob.
Just don't go there.
Will you take care of your daughter here? What is wrong with this girl?
Ow. I think you were supposed to get the donuts this morning. That's the issue.
No, we had donuts at the Gomez Hilton East. They were Danish. They were Danish.
No.
Which is an upscale donut.
Croissant thing. I wanted a, like, batting donut with custard.
You know what? They got a full menu of food here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe.
They have donuts?
Did you look at the menu?
Well, then it's not a full menu, is it, Greg?
I don't know. Bill, what do they got? Do they have donuts on Eric's menu here for Tiffany? See, it looks like we're going to have a mermaid revolt.
There are no donuts per se.
Per se, but.
Per se. However.
Yeah.
They do have hog handles, which I think is treacherously close.
Hog handles, Tiffany!
A hog handle? What is that?
Yeah, that's what that is right there.
Mild, hot, and jerk.
Excuse me?
Mild, hot, or jerk. That's
what she said. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if that was. Is that off the dessert menu, Tiffany?
I don't
Tiffany?
Know what that's off of. That's
what
still.
Is that? That's just one of the many colorful offerings they have here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe. Is that a dessert or what is that?
What the hog handles?
Yeah.
It's an appetizer.
Will that do? That sounds way better than a donut. Come on, Tiffany.
Can I get a donut later?
What?
Can I get a donut later?
Sure, you can get a donut when you go back home to Colorado. Quit it.
No.
She's like, she's getting too pinchy. She likes to
pinch. Too pinchy?
Yeah. Like a crab. She's like a lobster, you know, trying to get into this whole Florida lobster thing and pinch people. It's not really appropriate, even for the Florida Keys. Tiffany can't take her anywhere. You know, but anyway, you'd like the Keys, though. I mean, your first experience, not only in the Florida Keys, but Christmas in the Florida Keys. A festive time, right?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
What do you think of Bill's mistletoe and where he pinned it?
I didn't even know he had one, and I don't think I want to know where.
Yeah, you can see it right there.
No, I can't see anything.
Yeah.
He's afraid of where I might have mistletoe.
Don't
He'll
look
only
down.
Make eye contact. That's it.
Oh, brother.
I know better.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master, along with Bill, the producer. Mermaid Tiffany is here. She brought another mermaid down with her from Colorado. Aspen is actually not from Aspen, Colorado. She's from Denver.
San Diego.
You're from San Diego?
California, yes.
I thought you lived for Colorado. You're not from Colorado?
I do live in Colorado, but I'm from San Diego, California.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But she was named for aftershave.
Of course. I don't understand what that is. There's an Aspen aftershave?
Absolutely.
Okay, if you say so. I don't bother with that stuff.
It's older than Old Spice.
Yeah, you know, I've ditched that whole thing. I'm going for the Duck Dynasty look these days. Anyway, Aspen is not a diver yet, but she's a diver in training, right?
Yes.
Future diver and already mermaid. So, you know, she's kind of like a mermaid in training.
Aspiring diver. Definitely a mermaid.
Right. Exactly. She's already been, you know, well, I don't know. You've come to the Florida Keys to go through your mermaid hazing ceremony.
Exactly.
And she, you know, it started last night at Walt's house at the Gomez Hilton.
Started yesterday morning and in very early at like 5:30 last night.
Yes. So she started the experience. We'll see how she does and report back accordingly next week. But so far, so good, right, Aspen?
Exactly.
You're enjoying yourself?
Yes.
What do you think of the Dockside Tropical Cafe here?
It's beautiful.
This would be a great place to come back after your day of diving and share all the fish tales with your friends, right?
Plenty of guys to rub oil on my back. The food's great. The drinks are strong. I like it.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't know about these oil-rubbing guys she's talking about, but I'm sure we could find a few that would volunteer to help her out, to grease her up. Right, Tiffany?
I don't know what she said.
Yeah, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. And on that note, let's talk to her dad. The scuba cowboy has come with us as well. He's going to jump into this conversation as we continue our little festivities here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe in Marathon, Florida next. So stay close. We're just getting started.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 333. If you pick up a shell underwater...
I thought I sent you away, cretin.
Not only will you hear the ocean, you may also experience excruciating pain from the hermit crab's claws that burrows its way into your ear canal.
You see how wonderful life can be?
In the ocean.
When you're maniacal.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Did you have any trouble finding the new studio, Nick?
No.
GPSs are pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes, they are, but I didn't need one.
What? Did you use the Force?
No, I had directions. I knew where I was and where I was going.
Okay, so in other words, you employed good navigational skills.
Yes, I did, Greg, and they're not just for diving anymore.
But underwater navigation is a good skill to have.
It really is. And why is that?
So you don't get lost.
Exactly. Underwater navigation skills are so important, entire specialties are built on them.
So what are the benefits of being able to navigate underwater?
Shoot, what aren't the benefits? At least half a dozen come to mind almost immediately.
Prove it.
Being proficient in underwater navigation helps you relax and avoid confusion or disorientation. You'll know where you are, where you need to go, and where you are in relation to your exit point.
Okay, that's one.
It helps avoid long surface swims, unless, of course, that was part of the plan. Poor navigation skills can leave you surfacing far from the boat, and that's generally not ideal.
That's two.
It maximizes your dive plan. Knowing where you are allows you to do what you plan to do, so you don't spend half your bottom time guessing and searching.
Three.
It avoids buddy separation. If you both know where you're going and are able to navigate there, you're less likely to lose each other.
That's four.
It conserves air.
Okay, wait. Time out. You're reaching for this one. Navigation conserves air?
It's the relaxation thing again. Confidence in where you are helps you relax, which keeps you calm, which helps you breathe evenly and slowly.
All right. Five. One more.
You don't get lost.
Shoot. I should have seen that one coming. Man, that was a half dozen.
I can give you more.
And I'd love to hear them. But how about giving our listeners some tips on how to navigate?
There are several methods you can use, like natural navigation. Before you even get in the water, take stock of the waves, currents, or any landmarks on shore. Once you're underwater, use what's around you to stay oriented. Note the direction of the current and take stock of coral formations or bottom composition. If you're diving a reef or a wall, keep it on one side of you for the first half of the dive and reverse it on the return.
Sounds easy enough.
Well, it is. Another option is to use the underwater pattern. Swim in a predetermined pattern like a square or rectangle instead of choosing random directions.
Been there, done that. I use a compass myself.
And they're a terrific navigation tool. Set a heading to follow on your way out and follow the reciprocal back in. There are lots of methods you can use and a lot to know about each one of them. The best thing you can do is to take a specialty course to learn the finer points and then practice what you've learned. Navigation is one of the most useful and safety-oriented skills you can have.
What's the point of diving the perfect site if you can't find it again? Good navigation skills always let divers know where they are, where they need to be, and where they want to go once more.
Don't spend your time swimming in circles, muttering, I swear this was around here somewhere. Get yourself some training in underwater navigation. Practice and be the diver everyone else asks for directions. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here in Marathon, Florida. We're celebrating Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys and helping our buddy Eric Stone out open up his new establishment down here called the Dockside Tropical Cafe. Now, I mentioned Mermaid Tiffany is here, the Scuba Cowboy. They both flew in from Denver, Colorado to participate in this weekend's event. And Pop, what do you think so far? This looks like a pretty cool place, especially for a musician like yourself.
Absolutely. Eric's done a fine job of setting up a great hangout for people to come, have a good time, have some great food, and, of course, some great music. So I'm looking forward to hopefully being invited to play down here.
Yeah, well, we gotta go. We have a few guitars hanging around here, and, you know, Pup may pick one up and join Eric up on stage as they celebrate the grand opening of this new establishment, new dive bar. This is going to be a hot spot, I have no doubt about it, for the divers in the area. You know, there's several big dive operations right here in Marathon, Florida. I think Howell's Diving Locker, Captain Hooks is nearby here in Marathon. Of course, you got divers down in Key West. That's only about a 45-minute drive thereabouts from where we're at, I believe. And then, of course, even if you want to come down from Key Largo up north, there's a bunch of folks up there in Key Largo and Isla Mirada, Captain Slate. There's a huge amount of dive operators down here. And you need a place. You need a great watering hole to come back and kick back and then, you know, share your fish tales with your friends after your day of diving, right?
Absolutely. It's all about that decompression time and really sitting together and sharing, reflecting on all the things that have happened during the day, just kind of unloading, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just, you know, and when you come down to the Keys, a lot of the little bars and stuff, there are a lot of musicians that come down here and tour, you know, in their off times wherever they're at. Like, when you're in Colorado, this is a great place for you to come down, and you can see some world-class talent here in the Keys, because they come here and vacation as well, and then they'll pick up a gig. But they don't have as extensive setups as like they have right here that Eric's put up, and it's from a musician's standpoint. Can you tell that by looking around, Eric? I mean, Pop?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, like I said, it's definitely a beautiful stage setup. It's definitely set up for from the musician's standpoint, and I think he's even having some kind of songwriter get-togethers on Wednesdays or something like that. You'll have to check into it, but it definitely is a great setup, and like I said, a lot of performers like to come down here. I myself, I just love coming down here because I get a chance to dive and perform.
Exactly. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I was just walking through the restaurant area. Of course, it's an enormous bar.
Yeah.
It's got to be 40 feet long, and it wraps around. And then there's a big restaurant area, and I am one of six people here wearing socks.
One of six. I have socks, but they're the low-cut socks with no shoestring, so that makes
me
look more...
They call those girly socks.
No. They call these are Keys socks.
I think they're ballet socks.
That's even worse.
No, I'm just being festive.
That was nicer than that.
I'm just trying to be festive, fit in with the elves, that kind of thing. Whatever, you know, Santa's little helper, that's me.
I like the pom-pom on the back. That's nice.
Yeah, well, that's just a little added festive element, you know. But we're celebrating our Scuba Radio Christmas party here as well. So we have the crew, you know, folks like Pup have come all the way in from Colorado. And, of course, we have our mermaids here. They're going to make an appearance here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe. We'll have those pictures up on the website soon enough. Jimmy the Bubble Boy here. And we have our whole crew together. And we're going to do our little Scuba Radio Dirty Santa gift exchange. So it's kind of like our office Christmas party for Scuba Radio happening this weekend in Marathon. And this thing gets a little colorful. You hear what I'm saying, Pup? Because we trade. We, you know, just white elephant type technique where you pick a prize off the shelf and a present. And if you like it, you keep it. And if the next person gets to either steal your gift or wrestle you for it or something like that. There's a fight. It's like Fight Club.
Pup hasn't been to one of these before.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to explain how this works.
Pup, no. I'll be your friend, and I will give you good advice, Pup.
I believe you, Bill.
Basically, you grab your fins, and you smack the person silly, and the first one who succumbs to the pain of being smacked by, you know, your scuba fins, you know, you have to give up their, you get their present. You get all their you know, the stuff that they've already picked already.
I understand. I'm still stuck on the whole concept of, I've traveled the entire world with you, been in different countries, different languages, done so many things that are crazy, it's beyond comprehension, and you're telling me that this weekend is going to be colorful?
Well, that's right. You've seen it all in other places on the in the world, but never during Christmas.
Not during Christmas, though. So yes, I am excited about that.
It's kind of a festive thing. You know, it's our way to celebrate accordingly as divers, you know, and, you know, it works.
Absolutely.
I mean, the flag is red and white, so it's only appropriate that, you know, divers celebrate accordingly here during the season, right?
I think that's a great plan. And, of course, just being able to hang around all my scuba radio buddies is reason enough for me to come spend the season here and have an awesome time.
Absolutely. Now, we got to give a little shout-out to Jimmy the Diver, or not Jimmy, Jerry the Diver guy.
The Diver guy. Jerry the Diver guy. He is going to be an integral part of tomorrow night's festivities.
Yes, because he is not here in the flesh, but he is here in spirits.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yes, thank you. You're
very
welcome.
Clever. Yeah.
And, yeah, he was nice enough to share some of his spring water. Yeah, moonshiners ain't got nothing on Jerry the Diver guy. And we're going to feel the effects of that here a little later on and report back accordingly. All right, more coming up from Marathon, Florida. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Feliz Navidad. That means Merry Christmas in Spanish. Say it. Feliz Navidad.
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 I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
are celebrating and having a Merry Christmas here in Marathon. Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys here at the Dockside Tropical Cafe. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Jimmy the Bubble Boy is with us as well. And I don't know, when was the last time you were down in the Keys, Jimmy?
Well, actually, Greg, it wasn't too long ago. I was 4th of July, but Christmas is much more fun. Not much rain.
Much more festive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Best time in the world to be in the Keys. Christmas in the Keys is, you know, it's great to be here any time of year. But when you come here during Christmas time, I mean, they got lights, at, you know, along the US 1. It's, you know, it's like a parade of lights. And, of course, they got these boat shows going on. There's a Christmas light boat parade tomorrow night, Saturday night, here as we're recording on Friday today. So we can kick back and enjoy the festivities tomorrow evening, as well as our little, you know, our Christmas gift exchange, our Dirty Santa exchange that we have. Where fisticuffs break out amongst mermaids and betting and wagering, all kinds of crazy stuff. But so we decided we'd tape this evening so we could kick back and enjoy where the staff could have a little fun here on a Saturday night for once. But, yeah, the atmosphere here is great, you think, Jimmy, or what?
Oh, my gosh, fantastic, Greg. When I got here, first thing I did at the cafe was order myself the South of the Border burger and some sweet potato fries. Best sweet potato fries I ever had.
Really? Yeah, I wonder what Eric's done in that regard. If he's a chef himself, or his better half has helped with the menu. But yeah, it looks like the menu looks nice. I haven't seen the food yet or tried it, but I'm anxious to give it a go. But you've already had a burger and you give it two fins up.
Absolutely great. Fantastic food here. Really, really good.
Nice. Now, you brought your brother down here with you. Is that to escort you for legal reasons or what?
Yeah, well, it helps. You know, he's a retired Coast Guard, ex-Marine, so it's always good to have a little protection when you're out in the holiday season, you know, getting a little wild and crazy. So.
Yeah, well, Jimmy was at the Scuba Radio Christmas party last time we had it in the Florida Keys, and so this time he figured I better come, but I better bring protection, Bill.
So he probably doesn't have a gift. He's probably just here to keep someone from stealing Jimmy's gift on the second pick. He's just a little intimidation.
Is that your role there, you think, or what do you think?
No, I'm just here to drink.
Okay. Well, I guess that blew that one right out of the water.
Yeah, Jimmy the Bubble Boy's brother, Phil the Drinking Boy.
Yes. So, Phil, you are a retired Coast Guard, is that the deal, and Navy SEAL?
Not a Navy SEAL, retired Coast Guard.
Okay, but we could say Navy SEAL just for it'd be more impressive? No.
No, you can't.
Okay, but Coast Guard is still impressive in its own right. So when you did that, were you ever down here in the Keys much or no?
Yes, I was a flight mechanic, and I patrolled this entire area as a flight mechanic in the Coast Guard.
Nice. Now, what do you think about Jimmy the Bubble Boy and his scuba adventures that you've heard him, you know, spouting off about at family get-togethers, I guess?
It's great, but I scuba dove first. I was
beat him
by a scuba diver.
So he's following in your fin kicks.
That is correct.
Yeah. So who's the better diver?
Me?
Okay.
I have to challenge him on that, Greg. Oh, I'm sorry. But, I was trained by Greg, the dive master. You were just trained by the military.
All right, so we basically solidified the fact that you're a better diver by that last statement. But, Phil, hey, I'm a better man to admit it, right? So what are your diving background? Well, I mean, what did you do in the Coast Guard diving-wise?
Well, actually, it was all recreational. When we went on deployment, we would just drop over the side. We had a group of guys that dived on board, and we would just walk off and dive. There was no.
It's like there were no rules. We know what we're doing. Leave us alone. We're going under.
I'm a little confused. You were a flight mechanic. You just stepped off the plane?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is all recreational. When we went on deployment, we would have dive buddies that we would. It was like usually six or seven of us on board, and we had our own tanks, our own gear, and we'd just go.
Now, and where at in the world would you be doing this?
Pick any place in the Caribbean, wherever we put over. Grand Cayman was the last place I remember, and then Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Wow! So you've dove Cuba, huh?
Correct.
So is it? How would you describe it from what you remember?
It depends on where you go. No, there was one that was all a sandy field under the water, and there was other that was a lot of barracuda, and it was through reef. It was actually untouched.
Yeah, I bet. Well, wow. Yeah, because they don't have a lot of divers over there. There's some kind of rules or something. I don't know. Actually, you can dive quite a bit, but they're very protective of certain reefs you can't get to because of the economy there, Bill.
eight people have money and all of their last names are Castro.
Yeah, that's what I'm
where
saying.
Where the problem comes in.
He's a big diver. I've heard that he had died.
I knew a lot of guys that lived off the ocean there. They would go and dive and they'd spear guns and come out with fish, and they lived off the ocean. And they did that in Greta Nagua, too, in the Bahamas.
Wow, sounds interesting. Sounds like something you need to add to the list here, Jimmy, you think? Or me, for that matter.
Yeah, Greg, I think we should actually check that out.
I do kind of like the idea of having an official escort like Phil to help us out, Bill. What do you think?
I would like to have an unofficial escort like Phil.
I think if we say he's official, then it gives us even more power and protection, doesn't it?
There's one thing to remember. Channel 16 is your friend.
Channel 16. Okay, emergency frequency. Help. Come get me. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yes, Greg, my brother Phil has a certain set of skills. He will find you, and he will get you a drink.
All right, so that's what you're supposed to do on Channel 16? Excuse me, our cooler's empty.
I would hope so.
Yeah, no, I don't think that'll work with the Coast Guard. I'm guessing any place on the planet, that would be a straight ticket to the brig. You know, feels like, yep, don't even try it. All right, look, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. It's Scuba Radio Christmas in the Keys. We're just getting started. We got people that are going to dress up as elves. Santa surely will make an appearance somewhere. Whether he's drunk or not, who knows? But you'll have to stick around and join us an hour or two to find out.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.